Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the USDA has closed public comment on the issue of how to label foods that use ingredients derived from genetically modified organisms or GMOs, emerging from more than the 11,000 comments collected from consumers, ag groups, and multinational corporations, is a growing debate between big food manufacturers and producers on which ingredients should be disclosed on labels. Manufacturers are seeking a stricter take on the issue of labeling, arguing that even some GMO corn, soybeans, and sugar beets should be required to have disclosures, while producers disagree, contending that these foods are so highly refined that they no longer contain transformed genes by the time that they're used for food, as in, they're effectively no different from other non-GMO foods on the grocery shelf. Of course, Congress passed the National Bioengineered Food Disclosure Standard in July of 2016, only weeks after a Vermont state law first passed in 2014 took effect. And in May, USDA issued draft rules for GMO labeling on packaged foods, and the agency is trying to meet a July 29th deadline for establishing a national standard. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.